The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
I'm kind of irritated with all these articles all over the place about how bad Megyn Kelly's ratings are. She's been on for 2 weeks, right? She did the Vladimir Putin interview, and then, you know, which is going to get big ratings. It's the first week. It's a world leader. Then the next week was who was week two?
Aaron Andrews,
which, you know, is interesting to some, but a lot of people don't even know who Aaron Andrews is.
Yeah.
So the ratings went down. Well, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
You went from Vladimir Putin to Aaron Andrews, a person that a lot are not even familiar with. And everybody's talking about how disastrous the 42% drop from week to week was. She's still up year over year. She's still done better on Sunday night than they were doing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's,
and then they're making a big deal. Well, she was even beaten by a rerun of a news show. It's 60 Minutes. It's been number one for 60 years, or in the top 10 most of that time. Yeah, 60 Minutes does well, rerun or not. So I don't know. It's just, I think part of this hysteria is driven by Drudge and Trump, because, you know, he does Trump's bidding, and Trump is pissed at Megyn Kelly, and he doesn't like her anymore. And so I think Drudge likes to post a lot of articles that are unflattering to her. But my guess will be she's going to be fine. She's going to be fine in that time slot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that what she's trying to do is ever going to be a gigantic rating success, mm-hmm. right? Like, doing interviews from a journalistic standpoint on a Sunday night, which
it's not going to be huge.
Time you're going to be up against football. Like, it's never going to.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
You know,
in the fall, it's really going to be bad.
Right. I mean, so 60 Minutes is the only show that even mildly survives there. And also, by the way, has suffered itself from lower ratings over the years.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, that happens. I don't know that anyone was expecting Megyn Kelly to come in here and put up a 20 million number on the board. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
You know, it's more of the thing of, can she do a good job? Can she hold her own journalistically? She has to have solid ratings. I mean, ratings are important. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they aren't. But taking a first episode of any show and comparing it to the second episode of any show is never fair.
No.
I mean, we'll see what happens with Alex Jones and these other shows as she goes forward. You got to look at it from, for example, if you go and you say, okay, her first 3 months, and you compare them to, 3 months, and even a year ago, you have a lot of election stuff, so it might not be completely fair. But if you go a year ago and you say, okay, well, it looks like she's behind by 30, 40, 50%. I mean, I think you're going to say, okay, maybe there's something here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the problem with her, as we said yesterday, is that I think she honestly is a good journalist. I think she does do a good job. I think she tries to be generally fair to both sides.
Mm-hmm.
I think she comes after both sides at times. And that doesn't make you a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Because both sides get pissed at you and they only remember the negative.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think, and you're right. It's, I mean, an interview show on Sunday night, it doesn't lend itself well unless you have some fabulous guest every single week.
And you can't do that.
And you can't do it.
You can't do
there's
it.
There's just no
Watch
way to
Watch these
do
late
that.
Night shows. You watch these late night shows and you see a musical guest tonight, the Blaz. And you're like, who's the Blaz? I've never heard of the Blaz.
Were the Blaz on it? I missed him.
The Blaz are good.
Oh,
I use them as an example.
Man.
I'm probably wrong. But I mean, you'll see. I would say, you know.
Is there a the Blaz?
The Blaz.
There is?
Oh, no, I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I'm just
right.
making up the blah, blah, blah.
Because that could be an actual band and I just wouldn't know it.
It would be, right. And so Now, obviously, I would say that we're not necessarily the target of every up-and-coming artist at this point. I get it. We're a little older.
We're getting on.
We're getting on a little bit. However, usually you've heard the phenomenon, right? You try to support a show with interviews. And I remember doing this because, it was when Larry King was on, and he was getting, he used to get everybody, the late-night shows, Leno and Letterman. They get the best. They still go night after night after night sometimes with nobodies. Or B-level or C-level people.
Authors.
If you depend on the names, you're never going to win.
Yeah.
I remember this happened with a friend of mine was one of the launch producers for, I want to say it was John McEnroe's TV show. Do you remember this? It was on CNBC,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
They tried to make CNBC primetime into a big deal. They had a John McEnroe show. Maybe it was late night. I don't even remember. They came out of the shoot with 9 huge people, and the ratings were huge. And then as soon as all the huge people were gone,
so were the ratings.
So were the ratings, because people weren't there for McEnroe. They were there because you told them a lot of big names were on. This happens with the launch shows. Of a lot of big launches happen this way. You put on huge celebrities in their first few shows, and then people are only going there for huge celebrities and not for you.
Yeah, and think about this: who would you really make appointment television for? I wouldn't have even for Vladimir Putin.
I didn't
watch it.
I had that opportunity.
I was on vacation, but so I didn't even know she was back yet. But Vladimir Putin wouldn't have been something I thought, oh my gosh, the Vladimir Putin, is that, it's on! I got to get to the TV set. No.
Yeah. If Megyn Kelly was, Megyn Kelly did interview Donald Trump, and it wasn't even that much of a phenomenon. And that's probably one of the best, and I think part of that was because, it didn't wind up turning out particularly well, but still, that was one of the biggest interviews combinations you could probably come up with, right? I don't know if Nancy Pelosi went on with Rush Limbaugh, I'd probably tune into it. There's a few interviews here and there that you'd want to hear, but it's pretty rare.
Is.
There's certain celebrities in the news. Erin Andrews, if she had done an interview 6 months after what happened for the first time, you were like, I would be really interested. Oh my God, what has she gone through? What has happened with her? Part of these things can be interesting, but you can't sustain a show with interviews. You can't. It's just not possible. And we, this is one of the things we've done on our show over the years, which is we've never really done a lot of interviews. Even now where we're doing more of them, we're still less. Sean Hannity probably puts on 3 times the amount of interviews that we do every day.
Easily.
And the way you do that, and O'Reilly's the same thing, is you wind up taking people and bring them back for recurring segments, right? So you get good people that you like and you bring them on all the time.
Or you do like Imus and you just got your favorites that over the years will always show up no matter, Doris Kearns Goodwin. Who the hell is Doris Kearns Goodwin and who is Bo Deedle?
Bo Deedle? it's funny, all those people made their way to Fox. Doris Kearns Goodwin's a presidential historian, right?
Deedle
was a private investigator, I think? a former cop?
Yes. And then there's Kinky Friedman.
Kinky Friedman.
Which nobody knows outside of Texas. Nobody knows Kinky Friedman.
Kinky Friedman turned the Imus thing into a halfway convincing run for governor, didn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, he did.
He made a little noise in that.
He did.
14 out 3 hours.
It's tough to do. So you bring on recurring guests because people. The bottom line is
you're not going to get Tom Cruise every night.
No, the guests that you actually want to hear from. Let's say it's Tom Cruise to use it in a entertainment capacity. The guests that you want to have on like that don't want to do your stupid show unless they're promoting something. So you can get those people on once a year. Right? Once every 2 years.
Or twice, whenever they're promoting a movie, promoting a book, whatever it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. They want to do their job and go home to their families, just
new
like
season
you.
Of TV show, that's
right.
it.
All right, a new season's coming up. They've got a charity event coming up. Maybe you get them on.
Well, it's one of the reasons that The Tonight Show moved from New York to Los Angeles after Johnny Carson died, because it was much easier to get the stars in L.A. than it is New York, because they all live there.
They're there.
So you've got a better chance of being where they live, and then it's less of a hassle for them to get to you.
But, I got to say, if there's one interview I am looking forward to in the entire...
Alex Jones.
It's Alex Jones.
And only because
with her.
You don't know what kind of bat crap crazy stuff he's going to say, and I want to find out.
It's going to be fun.
I want to find out.
He doesn't want you to hear it.
I know he doesn't.
And that's what makes me want to hear it so much.
I know.
Because
latest word is that it might happen. It's going to, I guess Andy Lack, the president at NBC, wants the buzz, and he's kind of
Yeah, it's okay.
He's enjoying that there's a lot of talk about it. And, you know, while the backlash is somewhat difficult to get through, he knows they'll get through it. And then we'll see what happens Sunday night.
I will say also here, it's a journalistic product. So, like, he has a really good argument to go back to these people and say, look, I appreciate that you might not want to be in the show, but this is obvious journalistic value, and we can't prioritize J.P. Morgan Chase saying something over this. That is they can do that. It's even harder with opinion shows to do that. It's also a guest, not the host, that's doing the controversial thing here, I think. And the other part of it is, I think with that type of show, you could say, like, if they brought on Vladimir Putin, I think it would be reasonable for a company to say, I don't want to be on the same show as Vladimir Putin. They might say that. But they're not saying, like, we never want to be on Megyn Kelly's show again. They're just saying this week we don't want to be associated with it. I don't understand that personally. If I ran a company and I said, you know what, this is a show I want to be associated with, I want to advertise there, that would pretty much be a blanket okay for endorsing. I know they're not endorsing what they're saying on a particular show, but I'm saying they have the freedom to do their show the way they want to do it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.